This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today with Mandy Nguyen Engineering. It's about 20 minutes past the top of the hour. Our next guest is here to tell us about a virtual travel fair happening right now in Juneau from Travel Juno. Liz Perry, welcome to the show, Liz.
Hi, thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. So a virtual travel fair happening right now. I understand this is geared towards locals, staycationing locals. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, it is. We have been hearing from locals about what is open, who is running. And because we could not have our real travel fair back in April, we decided to have a virtual travel fair online at the TravelJuno.com website. We have about 44 partners who have provided deals and discounts on excursions, charters. We've got accommodations, restaurants, retailers, and some services included. They're all there with, and you just click through. You can make your purchase right there or pick up a code. We've seen a lot of traffic on the website so far since it opened up on Thursday, and the sale runs all the way through till 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday. We've also got three giveaways, wonderful baskets from our partners. They include Cycle Alaska with 3 days rental for two bikes. That's in one of them. And there's got a hydro flask. We've got meals from TK McGuire's. Harbor Tea and Spice has got an oil diffuser. Roma Bistro's got a $50 gift card. So they're all piled up into three different giveaways, and you can see those on the website. And all you have to do to enter is to post your solstice picture between now and 8 p.m. Saturday on Instagram and tag hashtag Juno Solstice. And we will pick three lucky winners at random on Monday, and we wish everybody the best. It's a great way to help our industry partners who are struggling right now and show a little local love.
Got it. What do you guess are going to be some popular excursions that people might want to take who are staying in Juno this summer?
People are always looking for whale watching excursions, and they're also looking for fishing excursions as well, and those are part of the deals that we have on the website. They're incredibly popular, and when you have friends and family in town, that's a great way to get them out on the water.
Got it. Liz, you know, we've been speculating about what travel would look like this summer for months. I think when I spoke to you back in the spring, we still didn't know. Nobody sort of knew. I'm wondering, what are you seeing now? What is the state of travel here in June, in Juneau?
Well, June in Juneau is starting to get a trickle. We're seeing more friends and family come into town, we believe. And, of course, with the announcement today from the Cruise Line Industry Association here in Alaska, they have suspended their operations through September 15th. So we're not going to see any big ships at all come in, we don't think, for the summer. We will have some small ship cruises come in starting in later July. But I think we're going to see just a bare trickle of the traffic that we would normally see here in Juneau. And, we want to be respectful of residents as well. We understand that not everybody is really comfortable with having visitors in town right now, and we want to do what we can to keep the area safe, keep our residents safe, and do what we can to keep everybody healthy.
What does this mean to some of our local businesses that rely on tourism, Liz? Not to put you on the spot, but have you heard from your partners in the industry how they're getting through this?
Well, the CARES Act funding with the payment protection program and some of the grant funding that's coming down through the state is certainly a huge help. It has also offered some of our partners an opportunity to, pivot, as we say, and find a different way of engaging with folks in the lower 48 and look forward to how they can change up their services and their offerings for the upcoming season. Other partners are not doing so well, and it's going to be a struggle for a lot of partners. We will know more, obviously, in the probably the beginning of October where those partners are, but we're talking to them every day. They're holding tight and trying to make the best of a really bad situation.
If you're just tuning in, this is Juno Afternoon, and we're speaking to Liz Perry of Travel Juno. about travel in Juneau this summer, but also a virtual travel fair that's happening as we speak. It goes through Saturday night at 8 p.m. Liz, can you give us the details on how to participate in this virtual travel fair once more, please?
Sure. Go to the traveljuneau.com website, and the header image right there on the homepage will lead you to the solstice sale, the Juneau Solstice sale. And on that page, you will see all of the participating partners and the deals that they're offering. And you can click through, find out more about the partner, find out more about the deals that they're offering, and how to purchase those, or how to find those deals out and take advantage of them. You'll also see on the website the giveaways that we have. We have three of them that are all packaged up, and we'll be giving those away on Monday. And the instructions for participating in that giveaway are also on the website. Have the rules and the how-tos right there.
TravelJuneau.com, right?
That's correct. Thanks.
Liz Perry, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.